This is a mini-sode where I'm thinking about a topic that I talk about quite a bit around here. And in 10-ish minutes, we look at it from a few different angles. So today, I want to talk about this idea of 90-day goals or seasonal goals. So first of all, I just want to tap into this idea of a 90-day or seasonal goal. So I had to pick some organization. And so I picked actually it's 91 days or 13 weeks as a way to create a season. In most situations, this is a very good amount of time for someone to make a new habit, reach a goal, all the different things that we're doing around here in a variety of categories, right? In health and wellness, in our work, at home. We usually can make a goal that feels very attainable in this amount of time. And what I want to say is what's really important, though, is that we're responding to our seasons. So oftentimes we can be in a season, and I want you to think almost of like an accordion. So it may be 90 days, but it may be a little longer or a little shorter. So sometimes, for example, a summer season with kids home, which is different than when they're in school, might be a little shorter than 90 days or a little longer than 90 days, but we really have to respond to that season in order to show up and be the mothers we want to be the entrepreneurs we want to take care of our bodies in a new way, right? So we're thinking of all our goals within this season. We can also be in seasons of the mourning of being an empty nest phase or mourning the loss of someone who we love or recuperating from a surgery. These are all things that come up in our community all the time. And so these seasons are less like this is 90 days and more like I need to respond to this season. I need to do work and life and taking care of myself in this season. And so it's really important that we're aware of the seasonality of being in our lives. And for the purpose of this, I'm going to talk about this idea of a 90-day season. All right. And one of the reasons that I chose 90 days is because, first of all, the world talks about 90 days. There's a lot of studies behind 90 days. A lot of our, like the quarterly planning around work is in 90 days. So there's a lot of data around the power of 90 days. One of the things that I definitely wanted to respond to is how 90 days wins over a year, because a year, I think, is just too long for us to hold as women balancing all that we balance. And there's just so many wins in 90 days over a year. And the fact that there are four 90-day cycles within a year. Okay, you ready? Let's get into, I'm going to tell you seven reasons today. And I want you to really choose the one that resonates the most with you and really think about it and think about how this reason is going to help motivate you to think about one goal that you might work on for the next 90 days in any area of your life. Okay. So I want you to first imagine that you have a big puzzle to solve. It's so big that probably feels pretty overwhelming to finish all at once. And the funny thing is that since it's a puzzle, you're like quite willing to break it into smaller pieces. So instead of trying to put it all together in one go, you decide to break it into smaller parts, whether that's different sessions for sitting down and doing the puzzle or like literally making it into littler puzzles. So that is what a 90-day plan is like. It's like breaking a big puzzle into smaller pieces so that you don't have to solve it all at once. And here's why doing this really works. So number one, it's less scary. So just like solving a smaller puzzle feels easier, focusing on smaller goals for a 90-day period makes big goals feel less scary. And you might think, but like Mia, one of my goals is that I get healthy or that I make more money or that I sleep better or whatever it is that you're holding on to. And yes, those do not sound innately scary, but they are because they're changed and change feels scary to us. So when we start breaking them into smaller pieces, we can sort of start to tend to some of those obstacles, and they don't no longer feel like super scary. They no longer feel like a lion is running after us. They feel more like we can still move. We're stuck in a little bit of mud sometimes, but we can take that next step. So we want to get things less scary, and breaking things down does that. Number two, 90 days gives us flexibility. So 90 days is enough time to make significant progress on anything if we're really clear about what it is that we're doing. And it's also short enough, especially when we're talking about in the context of a year, to adjust our plans based on changing circumstances or different feedback we're getting. And we do this on a weekly basis. So within the other thing about 90 days and that flexibility is we're not as graspy about it for whatever reason. When we're in a year, it's like, oh my gosh, we have to do this. We have to fulfill this promise to ourselves. But there's something about 90 days where like our whole being is more flexible about it. And we're more willing to change from a week to week basis. And then also at the end of 90 days before the next 90 days. Number three is we're making it easier to focus. So when you know you have 90 days to finish something, you can literally focus better because you don't have to worry about what's happening next. You don't have to worry about 6 months from now. You don't have to hold that. You can just focus on these 90 days. Now, I am going to say that all of these things so far, and especially this one, is definitely a practice. It's why we do everything we do around here. It's why we teach what we teach around here and why we work with a lot of people, because this isn't something that we necessarily do innately. So sometimes we have to remember that we can focus. Let's say that, right? But many of us are just, we're holding so much. We're holding lifetimes of stuff for ourselves and for those we love. This is what we tend to do as women. And so when we start to focus and on what we can do in a shorter time frame, it just boosts our motivation and our confidence in a different way. It encourages us to continue working towards longer term objectives because we can just focus in a different way and we're not as scattered on all the things that happened before, happened after, or happening with others because we can design it that way. Okay, number four, I love that 90 days, for whatever reason, feels more like a game to many of us. So we take other timelines, for whatever reason, way more seriously. We take our years way more seriously. But 90 days can feel like a game. So I don't know about you, but this is going to totally age me, but when I was younger, 10, 12, I don't know, maybe even beyond. There was that game, Super Mario Brothers. It was my favorite. Somehow I became the mother who did not let my kids play video games. I feel like they've gotten a lot scarier. And so they did not play them when they were young. Now that they are teenagers and young adults and have phones, I'm sure they play video games, but we did not grow up with that. But I did grow up with that. And I just remember always trying to get to the next level. And so each 90-day period, it's like a level in a video game. When you finish one level, you feel awesome and ready to move on to the next one. And when you think about it, it makes sense. It's like when you're on like that first level, it's like you're good enough that you can jump a certain kind of thing. You can navigate a certain amount of, little people sending things to you, whatever's happening in the game, right? Like you have that skill level. And then when you can go to the next level, the things you have to jump on get bigger. The things that are coming at you that could take you out get bigger. The prizes also get bigger. So you start to feel the game. You start to feel the momentum of the game. So this is a great one. If you're feeling like really overwhelmed by life, being able to tap into that quality that could feel like a game is so good. All right. The next one, number five, is learning to plan. We were not taught, y'all, how to plan, especially in this way that weaves the feminine in. We need to learn how to make plans in a way that feels really good to us. Many of us have to learn how to dream again, which precedes making the plan about the dream, right? We have to make time for that. There's a little bit of a chicken and an egg thing that happens at the beginning for many people who start to work with us of like, yes, we want to plan, but also we need to start knowing what we're planning for. So we're not just putting together everybody else's dreams, we're really focused on our own. And so learning to plan becomes really important. So dreaming and planning, and then learning how to really fulfill our promises to ourselves, basically how to stick to our plans. This is a skill that's so important because it helps us to achieve what we want. just like going from the level to the level, like we have to learn something at each level, right? So just like that analogy to the game, it's like we have to keep learning. And I will say that this has like been such a game changer for me personally, because yes, life is not always easy, but every time I learn how to overcome this obstacle, how to make this a little bit more easeful, how to make this not feel like such a boulder, how to not burn out, we just get closer and closer to really learning. I like want to like underscore that, like really winning at our lives. And it is a learning process. And all those magazines that we see in the supermarket, all those social media posts, like they make it seem like it should be instantaneous, but these smaller chunks give us this opportunity to learn each day, each week, each season. It's a game changer. All right, number six, it really makes big goals possible. So I feel like this is where we started. But the thing about huge goals, which I hope everyone has at least one of, is that they seem impossible. And that just idea that something is impossible makes it really hard for us to take the next step. So when we break them into smaller pieces with a 90-day plan, we realize, we start to see, like, not only do we realize from the plan, but we start to see by our own action that every step gets us closer to our big dreams. And we start to see how, like, nothing's quite as linear as what we've always been taught, even in the model of those video games. When I think back to Super Mario Brothers, it's like very linear, like you're literally going in a line and getting to the next level. But the way that the feminine works, it's more like a spiral. Somebody should make a video game this way. It's more like a spiral where you're like, as you take action, you're like literally getting to the next level in ways that we just couldn't have imagined before. And it's so good. All right, y'all, these are definitely going to be 15-minute episodes because I can tell 10 minutes is not happening. All right, but the last and not least one, number seven, which is kind of related to the possibility piece, is that when we have these shorter term goals, when we're really thinking about 90 days instead of a year, or sometimes I feel like when we're thinking of a year, we're actually thinking of our whole lifetime. The 90 days, that third one I shared was about focus, but it also enables that you can evaluate and adapt so that you can really change. And a lot of us get really stuck, and a lot of us come to planning because we're at a time when we are feeling stuck and we want to figure out a way to change. And this is a really great tool for changing. And so when we're creating these shorter goals, we get to review our progress, like in the most around here, kind, nice way to our, it's like a really great way. Evaluating and adopting, learning how to do this well is like the best way, I think, to really evolve as women and entrepreneurs. It's so good. And many of us were not taught how to do this in a nice way. And we do the nice way around here. But when you evaluate what worked and didn't work, and you really learn from that, right? We go back, this is a big part actually of learning to plan. And you make adjustments accordingly, you don't get to the end of that longer span. You don't get to the end of your year. You don't get to the end of your life and have regrets. The regrets that people have on their deathbed are all about what really mattered to them and how they kept doing, going and going based on what society told them to. And their wishes for their dreams are their only regrets. And that's what we want to plan for. And that's why we want to break it down and make it possible and easier to focus and really learn how to do it in a way that makes us definitely not burn out. In fact, it prevents burnout, right? We want it to feel fun, like a game. We want to be able to make the impossible, because we do want impossible dreams, but we want the impossible to become possible by our plans. And again, breaking things down into 90 days or into appropriate seasons makes all of this so possible for you. All right, I hope that inspired you. Definitely come join us for our next workshop. You can go to plansimple.com/workshop. I would love to see you there. I try to share all these bits about planning on the podcast. I get to bring it together next level on the workshops. And then when you join us in our programs, oh my gosh, then we like hold your hand and make it all happen. But I know that everybody needs the step by step. So come join us at our next workshop. It's a great place to get your questions answered. And also just come join the conversation about this over on Instagram. I would love to hear what you have to say. What your favorite one is, what you're thinking about for your next 90 days, it's all fair game. Come tell me over on Instagram. I would love to get to know you better. All right, I'll talk to you real soon.